This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. 30-year anniversary of Ferris Bueller's Day Off today. How about that?
How many years?
30-year anniversary.
30, oh my God.
Captain Morgan, you were 2 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, did you ever see the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I've not ever sat and watched the whole thing. I've just seen little clips on TV over the years.
Oh.
Really? You got to watch
you
the whole
have
movie.
To see Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
To me, the most famous thing about that movie is the fact that the dude, Matthew Broderick, married Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City.
That wasn't in the movie. That happened later.
Well, that's how I know about him and therefore his career.
Sometimes it feels like I haven't taken a day off in 30 years. I don't know. But anyway, here we are, broadcast healing this hour. Tony Sicoria, a physician in near-death experience, the IANS Conference, International Association for Near-Death Studies. And that's coming up July 28th through the 31st. Other upcoming events before we dive into our topics this hour include the Constitution class, July the 9th. And that's all linked up in the show notes as well. We've added the National Health Freedom Congress, and that's right after the IANS conference, flying up to Minnesota. St. Olaf College is hosting that, evidently, outside Northfield, Minnesota, I believe. So that's only a few things that are upcoming. IACT, which we talked about last hour with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. Hope to see y'all in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hey, I know we teased that we were going to talk about sleep because of the way I woke up this morning. I just want to reference a couple of articles we have on the website at robertscottbell.com. Of course, Jeffrey Jackson's doing great work on the vaxxed follow-up, the things that SB 277 are doing in California. Also, a great article by our good friend Roseanne Lindsay, ND, naturopath. Vaccine coercion, the power of no, and homeopathy. And I asked her if we could post it. She said, yeah, sure thing. And I was reading through it. Great article. I noticed there was one little typo. And it was the homeopathic spelling of cilicia, which is an easy thing to screw up. I mean, it's Latin. Come on. Cilicia. So I said, here's the spelling for cilicia. No big deal. Corrects it. And then I said, you know, I was typing to her, I'm just, you know, thank you. I'm just being silly. See ya. You know, I'm like, what the heck?
Oh,
like, good one.
No, I said, in that moment, I said, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm such a nerd. I mean, who would come up with something so, anyway, I just
dude,
don't.
That's brilliant. What are you talking about?
Doctor humor and dad humor happening all at once.
Dad humor.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous that I didn't think of that one. That's a good one.
No, you know, the moment I thought of it, I was thinking Superdon's going to rail on me for that. That's so stupid. But
no, that was a good one.
It was all right. All right, so I can be silly and then say see ya. And that's you guys are okay
silly,
with that.
See ya.
I
love that.
I'm just too goofy.
But see, here's the problem. That is really funny, but I would probably never ever have any possible opportunity to use that one anyway. So who am I going to say that to?
You could probably.
Well, why aren't you recommending silica to all of your
friends? If I said it to somebody I know, they'd be like, huh?
They'd be thinking you're weirder than you already are. Now, maybe you could come up with one for lycopodium. right? You love that one. So if come up, I'll give you some time. You don't have to do it today.
Yes. Obama like a podium.
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
You can do that. Okay, yeah. We'll get to that some more. Hey, Sleep, it's Freshman Friday Part 2, or Part 2, if they say it in French. Not that it's due.
It's due.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you said that very well, Captain. So what was it? We were going to talk sleep because I had to get up too early. But it was what was really great about the way it happened this morning is I didn't know I was going to have to get up at 5:45. And because of that, I slept deeply. I had a great sleep. I'm not discombobulated like last week. So I find that not knowing that I have to get up is better than knowing I have to get up early. I'll actually sleep well.
I'm completely the same way. If I know I have to be up in the morning, I have a really hard time sleeping, and I'll wake up several times in preparation and then, you know, miss out on half of a good night's rest. But sleep has actually been in the news lately because Arianna Huffington of Huffington Post has been publicizing her book called The Sleep Revolution, and she talks about how people try and sleep less thinking they're being more productive, but obviously you need more sleep in order to be at your best productive, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Arianna Huffington, she reminds me, if you ever heard her speak, she reminds me of, who was the woman that played, was it Ava Gardner? Who played Green Acres? Remember Green Acres? Superdome does.
Oh, yeah. Acres, what was her name? Place. Wasn't it Barbara something?
No, I thought it was Ava Gardner, one of the again...
This is Freshman Friday. Let's talk about current people.
Oh, it's not Grandpa Friday? I'm sorry.
Eva Gabor.
Eva Gabor. Thank you. The Gabor sisters.
Somebody's seen Green Acres.
No, New York is where I'd rather play. Right. Now, anyway, that's...
TV Land. That's your homework. Go watch TV Land for the weekend.
See what we grew up on. Green Acres. HuffPo. Okay, so she says the importance of sleep. She's written a whole book on it. I agree. Now, sleep is critical if you don't get right the correct sleep, and it isn't only just a matter of how much, but it's the quality too. You don't regenerate. You don't detoxify efficiently. And there are a number of reasons that sleep could be disrupted, including that mental expectation, oh my gosh, I got to get up so early, I'm nervous that I won't, and that keeps you in an agitated state all night. That is almost the worst. What's second worst, or right up there, is trying to sleep on an airplane, unless you're in business class or first class, which I have yet to do. If anybody, you know, wants to fly me somewhere first class, that's just a hint. But otherwise, I can't sleep on planes, and if you do those overnights, you're toast the next day. Just saying.
Well, what can we do to help ourselves sleep better, other than, not let go of some of the anxiety, I guess, is, easier to say and harder to do. But there was another article about people using magnesium or melatonin as some options to kind of more naturally help them sleep or relax at night.
Yeah. Super, Don, have you done melatonin? I know we've talked a lot about your benefit.
I've tried it.
To magnesium.
I've tried it in the past with no real success that I could detect.
I haven't had an experience I can relate either. We're more alike than we know, Super Don. Have you done melatonin? Does it work for you?
It does, yes. But sometimes it takes a while to kick in, and I realize that if I'm having to take it pretty often, it starts to upset my stomach. So, yeah.
Well, people also talk about weird dreams on melatonin, too. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I have found better success with magnesium like Super Don does. Also, remember, if you haven't exercised at all during the day, you're physically not tired, perhaps. That can also create an agitated sleep. If you're not tolerant of coffee to the degree that Super Don is, that's another issue. You know,
right.
You can have a little jittery caffeine still circulating your system, so try to avoid any stimulants in the latter part of the day for sure. And depending on your sensitivity, maybe the whole day. But that's something to consider. But sometimes people will go out for a run at night if they haven't had a workout to exhaust their physical body. They might be stirred up a bit, but then they'll calm down and relax.
The physical activity does work. I've had to do that in the past.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, jumping jacks or whatever, you know, just kind of exercise the muscles a little bit and create some natural exhaustion.
Well, yeah. I think that even gets back to detoxing. If you haven't worked out whatever you've put into your system, whether it's sugars or caffeine or what have you,
yeah, your body's
it's still in there. So,
yeah, it's going to put extra burden on your liver. We've talked about liver congestion last hour. In fact, we talked about it in terms of cholesterol levels. But the reality is the liver does work harder while you sleep. sometimes between 2 and 4, maybe between 3 and 6 or 5. You know, it varies a little bit, but by and large, we see in that nighttime pattern, if you're agitated, it could be hypoglycemia. That could be a chromium deficiency. You're woken up because you suddenly have a plunge in blood sugar overnight, or the liver is just working really hard to get rid of the garbage from what you've accumulated the previous day. So pay attention to what you've done the day before you have a rough night sleeping. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And so how does that factor in with weight loss, which we were talking a little bit about with the fats and things like that? How does sleep help you with your weight loss goals or detoxing?
There are probably many reasons. One of the primary ones we discussed already, and it goes to that detox pathway. When you are unable to clear the terrain from the day through the night, the body has accumulated toxins. It hasn't been able to relinquish or release them, so they're in the body. They recirculate. The body is smart. It says, well, we can't get rid of them fast enough, so let's tuck them away. Let's store them away. And that's where we use the retention of water, water retention, ladies, or men too, but also fat retention. In other words, the fat cells are used as a storage place for the dangerous metabolic waste and or environmental toxins. So I believe that the lack of sound, real deep sleep, where we talk about regeneration and detoxification simultaneously, can result in aberrant metabolism that causes you to retain things that you should be releasing, and that can cause weight gain in many people.
So does everybody need the 8 hours solid? How about those people who are now sleeping in shifts of like 4 hours at a time or 6 hours at night and a nap in the afternoon? Is it cumulative? Does it matter?
It's a good question. My son's sleeping 12 hours a night now that it's summer, but he's a teenager.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, it scares me, though. That means he's growing again. And he's almost caught me. He's going to overtake me. I probably will have one day where it will be the same height, and then he's gone. He's, like, taller. So I'm looking at that any moment. I don't know. You're going to have to assess that in terms of your functionality, your health. I think that's the best way to do it because, yes, there are people that have claimed to be able to do 2 to 3 hours a night, do cat naps. You talk about the Ben Franklins of the world, the Nikola Teslas of the world. I mean, there are strange aberrations that maybe they're considered outliers, but you've got to find out what works for you. And I say, you know, for me, if I can get 7 hours straight, it's awesome. If I get 8, it's even great, but I know that that's it. You know, like last night, I got up early, but I went to bed early enough where I feel really good because I got a deep regenerative sleep. So I've been feeling good all day despite getting up earlier than I had planned. So how do you feel? That's the question. How do you feel? Anyway, that's it. Great Freshman Fridays double dose. Thank you, Captain Morgan. Thanks for all you do to put those notes up with all the links and making it look so pretty. Can't help Super Don, but...
Did you say Purdy?
Purdy. I said, well, it's Green Acres.
Purdy.
Right. We've got to take a break. We're going to the near-death experience with Dr. Tony Sicoria after this break. Fascinating stuff yet to go. Tell your friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on for you. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, coming up later in July, you know it, it's going to be the IAMS conference. We've been talking about near-death experiences and had a lot of fascinating folks come through the Robert Scott Bell Show telling their story, revealing why the IAMS conference is going to be so amazing. I've got someone who fits the bill for what we normally do in health and healing and medicine here, and he is a physician, a medical doctor, orthopedic surgeon, in fact, had an NDE, and had quite a transformation. And we're going to welcome him to the show right now, Dr. Tony Sicoria. And, well, he's on and he's here. Thank you, Dr. Sicoria, for being on board.
Thank you for inviting me, Robert.
You got it. Now, you are an orthopedic surgeon. I mean, this is really hardcore, focused on the physical body. And, I joke about the medical profession. Very often it won't allow itself to look beyond physical molecules of reality. But whether you did or not before your event, the lightning probably expanded your horizons.
Absolutely. It has a way of changing the way you think about everything.
Did you have, just briefly, for those of you who don't know the story, we have a link up to a Wikipedia reference. Also, you were featured in a book called Musicophilia, Tales of Music in the Brain, because after your lightning strike and near-death experience, you came back and you had the ability to play, correct me if I'm wrong, to the level of a concert pianist?
It didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that came with the lightning was I started to be inundated with music from wherever music comes from, and it was given to me in large chunks, and at the time I didn't know how to play, and I had no real music background. And so I started to take piano lessons to learn how to play because I was receiving all of this music, the first of which is a piece that came to me in block form. Mm-hmm. During a dream. And in that dream, I had actually, it was like an out-of-body experience. I was walking out onto a stage, and I was out there playing in a concert hall, and I was listening to the music as I was walking out there, and I was standing behind myself, and I'm watching me play the music, and I'm listening to it, and the ending had a loud ending to it, and it woke me up. It was about 3:15 in the morning, and at that time, one of my babysitters had asked if she could store her little upright piano at my at our house, and so there was a piano there, but I hadn't reached the point where I knew how to play anything. But the music came from this dream, and it stayed there. It was like it was burned right into my brain, and I became obsessed with learning how to play it and creating that music. And through a number of intermediaries, I wound up meeting Oliver Sacks, and then Oliver included me in his case study of people who developed unusual abilities after having had a brain injury. And I wound up in the book Musicophilia.
Wow.
As a result of that.
So going back to your background, orthopedic surgeon, fairly traditional as far as a medical field, not a musician, not a pianist. You get struck by lightning. Your heart stopped. Evidently, did you have one of those experiences where you could see your body from outside looking in?
No, it was absolutely intense. When I got hit, I remember I was on the phone and I was just getting ready to hang up the phone. And the building that I was standing in, talking on a payphone, got hit. And I saw this big flash of light come out of the phone and hit me in the face. And it just threw me back like a rag doll. And as I was going backwards, suddenly I had the sensation of moving forwards. And I was very confused. And I was standing there. I'm looking around. I see the phone dangling. And it's not making any sense because I'm thinking to myself, well, I know I got hit. I saw the bolt.
Right.
I know I got thrown backwards, and now I'm standing here, and I'm absolutely confused.
Okay, all right, don't hold that confusion. We'll get beyond it. We got to take a break here. We've got Dr. Tony Sicoria on, and he's a physician who also had an NDE and came back and had some extraordinary things, and he's going to share it with us some more as we head to the IANS conference soon, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to the backstory that Dr. Tony here has experienced, and also the IANS conference. And that is going to be an amazing thing. Just by the interviews we've had thus far, imagine having this experience. He gets struck by lightning. Shock of shocks. His heart stopped. And you know when you talk about God was smiling on you, there was evidently like an ER nurse standing next to you that resuscitated you almost immediately?
Yeah, I was very fortunate. When I had gotten blown backwards, I was thrown right at the foot of a lady who was waiting to use the phone. She was standing there with her daughter, and it turns out she was a nurse. And she started CPR as soon as I hit the ground, and I'm sure that You know, the universe does pretty amazing things, and arranging to have somebody standing there waiting to resuscitate me was pretty amazing.
How extraordinary. Now, were you, before this all event, I mean, I probably, the focus of your life wasn't near-death experiences as a physician. I mean, a busy guy, right? Maybe the furthest thing from your mind. I don't know. Was this something of interest? Did you study up on this long before this happened?
No, this was something that was thrust on me that I wasn't expecting, and I was certainly not of the mindset to be interested in that. I was a heart scientist. I have a PhD in physiology and cellular biophysics, and I had been a scientist before I went into medicine. So I was really solidly grounded in scientific thought. So thinking about, you know, how does the universe work and what is God and what's going on after this were not priorities at that time.
Okay, so it really was, to say it's life-changing is almost an understatement, but did it alter your view of spirituality in your life, what it means to exist, things like that, your worldview?
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard to go through something like that and realize that there's far more going on around us than we have any idea of, You know, I had grown up as Catholic, but I was not very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And this made me incredibly spiritual, but less religious in terms of organized religion.
This seems to be a common theme, too, of folks that experience this, that it isn't that they lose spirituality. They seem to gain a deeper spirituality, whether it is aligned or not with the religion of their youth. Again, it seems to enrich and bring more of the vitamin L, I like to call it, the love into their lives. And that everybody I've talked to so far on this issue, I've had a number of interviews, all said they were profoundly changed and that love was a real key to everything.
I firmly agree. I think that one of the things that was profound about my out-of-body experience was that when right after I got hit, and there were a number of things that happened, people screaming and running around, but I had left my body, and I remembered, you know, when I was trying to figure out what was wrong, I turned around and saw myself on the ground. I thought, this is not a good picture. And at about that time, I could hear everybody. I could see everything, but nobody could see or hear me.
Huh.
And so I left. I started to walk up the stairs. And as I did, I was looking down at the stairs so I didn't trip. And I see that my legs dissolved.
Oh,
and the rest of my body just dissolved, and I turned into this ball of energy. I went through the wall, and I passed through the room where there was a big birthday party, and my wife and kids and everybody were in there, and I saw them as I was going through, saw what they were doing, and then when I got outside of the building, things really started to change, and it was like I had been thrown into a river of a bluish-white light, and there's no other way to describe it except absolute love and absolute peace. There was no other energy in that, and as I was experiencing this, I actually thought that I could see the energy lines flowing through everything, and my scientific brain is kind of racing trying to understand this.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I came away with is that whatever the force of love is the fabric of everything that we are. That's what holds it all together. Is this God? I assume that it is. But whatever the force is love, and it's something that's, I think it's measurable in some way. I wouldn't even have the faintest idea how to measure that, but
I don't think there's a scale in the OR that measures it necessarily.
No, absolutely not.
I've heard that river of bluish white light. Some people describe it as like an ocean of love and mercy.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Now, how do you come back ground and balance with this? I mean, because let's say you talk to your medical colleagues and they'll go, oh, there's that Tony guy again who thinks he died and went to heaven and came back. I mean, do you suffer any ridicule in your own profession, or have people been open and fascinated as we are here, as I am, and I know many people are?
In 1994, it was not something that you talked about openly. as a physician, if I had walked around telling my colleagues and telling a lot of people that, geez, I had a near-death experience and I saw what I thought may have been God, and I had all of this stuff happen, even though I could verify a lot of the things that I saw and did,
mm-hmm.
I shuddered to think about telling anybody, because at that time it was a simple matter for somebody to call the State Department of Health and say, you know, they got a lunatic over here who's an orthopedic surgeon and he's seeing things and talking all this strange stuff. So it was not really acceptable to talk about it.
So you had to keep kind of quiet within your own professional life.
Yeah, I talked to my family, I talked to very close friends, and I left it at that. And it wasn't until Oliver found out about it that he took it out of the closet and brought it out for everybody to look at.
Well, he had the angle of writing the book about these experiences and how it, you said, brain injury impacted music or abilities and things, and you to come back to almost self-teach the piano, and now you're writing music, you're playing concerts. Somebody would say, well, you probably were a concert pianist in your youth, and that's how that happened.
Yeah, I wish it was that simple. In my discussions with Oliver over the years, you know, his point was that it has to be something that was present in the brain before, and I didn't know anything about it. And certainly that is an explanation. And I have to assume that you can't take a couple of million volts across the brain and not have some things rewired. And I will give it that.
But our Western mind, you know, craves a reductionist explanation, and really kind of says, well, we can't validate the spiritual discussion here, but your experience, I mean, how can you validate that? And I don't dispute it as anything but more real than real, because I've had my own near-death experience. But the reality is, going into a scientific community trying to say, well, this is why the explanation is, like, if you have a hallucination, it's because your brain cells are dying and it wasn't a real experience. But man, oh man, is it real for those that experience it?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, you had mentioned the ions. That is, when I started to go through the process of trying to figure this out for myself, the ions was about the only thing available that you could even look on a website and try to find out information. There was very little written. In fact, the only book that I could find about being struck by lightning at that time was Daniel Brinkley's Saved by the Light.
Oh, I remember that well. I met him, and he said he was a real son of a bitch before he got struck and died and came back, and he was changed. So I've met him, and quite an extraordinary man. So the IANS conference that I'm going to be attending for the first time, this is something you've been to before?
Yes. I've been there numerous times, and I've... a couple of years ago, I was a keynote speaker and gave a piano recital as well. And it's an incredible meeting. And if anyone is interested in discovering things about near death or what is possible in an afterlife, that's a great place to attend the meeting, and it's full of information and full of learning, and it's very supportive. The love is abounding, and I think it's a great meeting.
I imagine it's a much safer place than your own work environment, at least initially, to discuss these kinds of things.
absolutely. It's a very safe place, and it's one of the few places that has stepped up to the plate and tried to do some teaching videos about near-death experience in patients. And I think it was 2 years ago, there was a producer that made a video that's been circulated to nursing schools and medical schools, and I think it's very useful. It provides some real good interviews from patients who've experienced this and has really brought it out of the closet for people who have experienced this and nobody to talk to about it.
Yeah, that's a lonely place to be if you feel like you have the most extraordinary experience of your lifetime and you can't speak about it because people will, you know, whatever they'll do. And I know that's not the case anymore because of the conference that we're going to be at, IANS, July 28th through the 31st in Orlando, Florida. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including some more information about Dr. Tony Sicoria. Dr. Sicoria, do you have about 5 more minutes to stick around? I'd love to do a follow-up with you about life afterwards, you know, what's happened since then. And we'll look forward to meeting him at IANS. So stick around. Lots more healing to go and some more discussion of the NDEs here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
I am thoroughly enjoying our visit with Dr. Tony Sicoria, and he had a near-death experience, struck by lightning, came back, survived it after having what would be called by some out-of-body experience, whatever you want to describe it as. But the love is that common theme we keep finding. A deeper spirituality is something that's happening. And in Tony's case, penchant for music that just enveloped him, I should say, and he became a concert pianist as well. And when do you have time between your orthopedic work to be the piano guy?
That's been a constant battle. When I really became obsessed with the music and the piano, and I was practicing 4 or 5 hours a day, and I would get up at 4:30 and I would do my lessons, and I would go to work at 6:30, and then when I got home, I would spend some time with my family and put the kids to bed, and then I was back at the piano until midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. And I kept that schedule for a long time, and while I was doing that, I was writing the music that I had been receiving, and my piano teacher was helping me to formulate some of what I was hearing, and it took a number of years to do all of that. But it's always been a constant battle of competition for time.
Sure.
And attention. The music has always been something that's very honored, and this has a special place in my life, because I really thought that was the reason I was brought back here, was something to do with the music.
Sure, sure. And how about your colleagues now? Because obviously your story's out, the cat is out of the bag about your near-death experience, and has it impacted you in a negative way in any way, or is it really enlivened now that you can speak about it, your practice of medicine?
It has actually helped my practice of medicine, because there are some things that I have brought back with me. For example, I can I can feel people's aura, and sometimes it's real useful in trying to figure out what's wrong with somebody. And so I'm able to use things like that. But my colleagues have really been able to get over that, the whatever you would call mystery of what I went through, and just accept it as what it is. And some people like to talk about it and like to believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Other people don't want anything to do with it, and that's okay too.
Sure, sure. Well, I'm just, like I said, blown away by your experience and what it can teach all of us about life and what's beyond this life, as well as the fact that you know, you can take that kind of experience and maintain a semblance of balance, have a deeper purpose and spirituality, and apparently teach others and inspire others as well.
Absolutely.
So what will you be doing at the IANS conference we'll be attending? Are you presenting this year? Are you just attending? Are you helping the experiencers? What's going on?
I'm just going to be attending this year.
Okay. And will people be able to connect? I understand there's an experiencers lounge that is kind of casual, or people can come and talk to folks that have had these experiences. Do you know if you'll be able to be in there for maybe folks to say hi to you?
Absolutely.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah, I try to make myself available. And you know, interestingly, whenever I do a concert someplace, the one thing that I'm always struck by is how many people quietly come up to me afterwards and want to talk about it, and you know, they're afraid to say anything to their mm-hmm. peers or their family, and they come up in a very clandestine way, and they say, you know, this happened to me, but I don't have anybody I can talk to about it.
Well, I think it's about time people find ways to communicate this. I think it's a very important part of the life that's been neglected by authoritarians who don't want us to have that direct link or connection to the source of all sources.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Sikoria, I'm just blessed to connect with you. I'm really excited to meet you when we're all together in Orlando. And I appreciate so much you taking the time to relay a little bit of your experience.
You're very welcome, and thanks for having me.
All right, folks, plan to be at the IANS conference in Orlando, July 28th through the 31st. Even if you can come by for a day, that'd be great. And we'll look forward to meeting Tony, as well as many others we've had on, and we'll have some more interviews upcoming. But remember, the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and I'm just here to remind you, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.